everybody's gym. Three quick things before we get started. Number one, shout out to Sean Steele for his birthday. This was requested by his lovely wife, Jennifer, who says he's a huge fan and never stops talking about Mark Bell. Two, ratings and reviews on iTunes. We would love to get more of those. And thing three, if you're in the greater New York area, we will be at the 3:15 showing on Saturday of Mark Bell's brother Chris Bell's movie Prescription Thugs at the Tribeca Film Festival. If you cannot make that showing, I suggest that you try one of the other showings of the film. I think you're going to love it, and it's an important film, so come check it out and or check us out. And now we're going to play the music.
No, it's a beauty, Mark.
Get a rat to gnaw it off.
I'm sipping on purple drink, I think.
Purple drink!
What? Super Training Gym in Sacramento, California. This is Mark Bell's PowerCast, sponsored by ThePowerMagazine.com, HowMuchYourBench.net, and BSA, makers of NO Explode.
Did any bitches ask any questions?
Yeah. One girl, I know who she is. She does YouTube. I think her name's Mackenzie. She commented, yeah. And she's just like, no questions. Just let you know. Girls listen. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's true.
She's got this big old, they're down in Texas, I think. She's got this big old, like, Samoan boyfriend, JP. The dude's super strong. He, like, just started powerlifting. He's like, no, I'll bench 450. I'll squat 500. Just push, just a monster.
Son of a bitch.
We have a little bit of Periscope going on right here. There's actually one person watching us on
Periscope. Oh, how do I send it out there? Can I retweet you or something?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's how we did it on his Meerkat.
It's not mine. It's
Jim's
SC Jim Sack.
All right, yeah, I'll find it and retweet it. We're doing this bitch live. We're doing a Q&A, Smelly. I don't know if you got the script.
We don't have a guest?
Nope.
Jim? No.
You didn't fly them in?
Nah.
The private jet?
Mike, did you?
I'm broke, man. I can't fly nobody in.
What the fuck?
Yeah. We got to fly ourselves to New York next week.
All right, well, we have two choices. One is we can interview this Caveman Coffee little shuttle right here.
Sadly, Caveman Coffee probably has more brains than the three of us.
Or we can interview my dick, since we never got around to that during the Mike Rashid one.
So it's... Mark Smelly Bell.
Yeah, hey now.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Its name is Smelly? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You might want to wash that.
What else did we come up with Smelly? We came up a lot. We're selling Smelly Socks now.
Smelly Salts.
Smelly Salts.
Smelly Salts.
Smelly Underwear.
Oh, yeah. Smelly Underpants.
Yeah.
What about Disaster Pants?
Yeah.
Remember Kelly Starrett?
Kelly Starrett. He gave me the best cues ever.
Disaster Pants.
Duffin did a pretty good squat video with us, and he's talking about bracing and stuff. But Kelly.
But he's
really,
no doctor.
Kelly's a doctor. He put it to me like this: push as hard that you're about to shart, and then push harder so you hold that shart in. I said, Kelly, I'm going to hit a PR now. Thank you very much. Disaster pants.
And turn that shart into a shirt, I think.
It didn't pop up on your Twitter. I'm trying to let the world know we're Periscope.
Maybe it's on mine, but it's just supposed to be on the gym's. Who knows?
Because I know when we do Meerkat or whatever, the fake one.
What are we doing now?
He's a Periscope. Same thing, I think.
It's
the same thing, except that Twitter owns Periscope, so it's supposed to work better together than Meerkat.
When Smelly starts doing it, it pops up on his Twitter and says, I'm on Meerkat.
Okay.
And yours does not.
I'm going to look at that.
Yes, I don't know how people to find us. All right, so we got questions and answers. What else we got going? I talked to our boy, Mike Rashid, this morning.
Mike Rashid!
I was just hollering at him because he's coming to New York with us.
That's right.
New York.
So is our boy, Mars. Mars the Magic Man.
Yeah, and then a mystery person, perhaps, he said.
A mystery person?
Mike has a mystery person?
Mm-hmm.
Or you were bringing a mystery person?
No, I think Mike does.
Uh-oh.
I picked up a ticket for the person whose house that Mike and I are staying in.
Oh, you're the man. Me and Sandy were going to text you and say, hey, Drew's there Thursday. And so we're like, let's bring him. And then I was going to text you about it.
No,
you're the
I
man,
got it.
Jim.
I got it. Thank you.
I'll pay for it. You did the work. I'll fucking pay for it. I'll buy everyone pizza.
Okay, you can buy everybody pizza.
I'm going to eat pizza 5 days straight.
We're going to gain so much weight in New York.
When do you show up Friday?
I show up Friday morning.
And
very
Smelly,
early.
You're early Friday. I'm there Thursday.
I'm on a red eye, I believe.
Yeah. As am I.
Oh, you guys are all flying together.
We're on
your parents are
probably
together.
Probably so.
Right?
JetBlue.
Oh, that's going to be so cute. I'm on the same flight, but Wednesday night. So
there
I'll be there a day before you guys. I'm going to work out with Mike.
Oh, yeah.
And Drew.
Basically, 2 days.
That's awesome.
You'll get there Wednesday at some point.
No, no, no. I get there Thursday, like 8 in the morning.
Ow!
And you you're on
a red eye, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to try to work out with Mike and Drew and then do some touristy things since you guys have already been
there. I thought you were going to say twerking.
Oh, I'll twerk. Twerking in New York. That's my new movie.
Yeah, you know what? This isn't showing up on anything.
Yeah, so
fuck you, Periscope. Piece of shit.
I'm
going to
stop.
Why are we going to New York, Smelly? Can we just tell the world?
Yeah, we can tell them.
All right. So Christopher Borbell, even though he's more like a piglet, Christopher Piglet Bell is coming out with a new movie.
He's lost a lot of weight.
I'm pissed that Ryan Cove got in the movie.
Yeah, why is he in there?
Because his dog's on like Adderall or something.
Oh, yeah.
Cove said it's easier to get his dog a prescription than it is to get his own. No, it's harder to get his dog a prescription than it is to get his own. He said he could get his. It's harder to get his dog like Xanax or whatever to calm down than it was to get his own.
Well, how do you know your
it
dog
was,
needs it?
It was, it was Valium.
Yeah, yeah. It's Valium. Ridiculous.
I like to point out that that didn't work, and the dog has a new home now. So.
Yeah, Cove got rid of him. So sad. Yeah. Why are all these questions? We got so many questions. By the way, if you want to be involved in these Q&As, you should probably follow us on Instagram. It's Silent Mike with 2 Ks.
At Mark Smelly Bell.
And
Jim McD, STTV.
And Mark Bell's Powercast on Instagram and MB Slingshot. You'll get all our info. And then you can be involved with the damn podcast. If you're not following those, you're uninvolved. You're off the team.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Smelly, I got a great question for you.
Oh, yeah?
Not really. What is it? There's a bunch of bullshit questions, but we'll just start reading them off. This is from our friend, and I'll name who after. Who consumes more caffeine out of the three of us, and who would you rather fight, Keith or Tate?
Oh, my God.
I'll get out of the way and let them fight each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they've done that, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tons. But I don't want to fight either of them. Even in the mid-podcast, Keith gave me like a 5% punch, and I've had a bruise for a week.
You.
Yeah.
Jim has a lot of coffee every day, so he might have me.
I was going to say one of you two.
You know, I'm kind of moderated right now. It's on the caffeine. I usually go for the afternoon. You know,
coffee's so low, even you know, like
it's not a ton.
Yeah,
you'll be hammering stuff.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, no, sometimes I'll have probably a gram of caffeine in a day, but that's pretty rare.
There, yeah.
Now I'm waking up way too early, so I'll have like 3 cups of coffee before I got here. Now a monster. I'm going to go eat.
I just don't like going up and down so much.
So you just cruise high.
Yeah, Well, some days I'll do that. Like if I'm tired, I'll just fucking
That's the trick when you're tired. You always just keep the caffeine flowing. It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be super high concentration.
Just keep it cranking all day.
Just keep it cranking all day so that those receptors don't ever get open to the things that make you want
to
go. Right,
you have to choose who to fight. Go. You have to.
Well, I would choose the one that didn't have the long UFC career. Would be me. Tate's
an ass kicker.
I'm
choosing Keith. I'm gonna outrun him.
Yeah, well, Keith, it might be a cleaner knockout. He might just knock your ass out quicker.
Maybe. I'm just gonna outrun Keith. I think Tate. I think's too wily. He'll chase me down eventually. Yeah. Keith might give up.
I don't want to fight anybody.
Yeah. That's from Caveman Coffee themselves, which I think's our boy Duty or maybe Lacey, the owner. I think they both run it. I don't know who runs it.
Possibly, yeah.
Lacey here? Yeah, she should have been our next guest.
She should have.
God.
I don't even know what her backstory is.
I just know she's a trainer.
I don't know her front story either. Hey now.
All right. Let's listen more.
Lacey, if you're listening.
More bullshit.
Thanks
bullshit
for listening.
Somebody said sumo deadlift or conventional deadlift for bigger gains. I don't think it matters.
You know, somebody asked the question, okay, if I'm not going to be a competitive powerlifter, does sumo deadlift play any role for me? And how?
On that same topic, everyone always says, like, because we always say, like, oh, deadlift's like the king. You like, if we had to do an exercise for the rest of our life, it's deadlift. And then they make that out to be like, if I just want to be a bodybuilder, I don't have to deadlift. Like, no, we're not saying that. You can do rack pulls. You could probably get away with just doing rows and pull downs and be jacked as shit. I'm sure there's some bodybuilder that never deadlifted in his life and is top in the Olympics.
Yeah, a lot of those yoke dudes on Instagram probably just do that. You know, they probably don't really push their deadlift that heavy. But I think I always just think people should just deadlift both ways, a little bit of sumo, a little bit of conventional,
how you live your life?
Yeah, from both sides of the plate.
I think if it's one – yeah, I agree too for like general gains. But like pure aesthetics, just do some kind of pull.
unless it hurts, unless you have some sort of weird thing that, like, every time you pull sumo, it hurts or something, then just don't do it.
And same with, like, athletics. We talk about, like, if you go a heavy deadlift, like, you're not going to be able to go to football practice. But, like, if you're doing some kind of pull, a stiff leg with dumbbells or a stiff leg with a barbell or a rack pull, you won't get as beat up. I think everybody needs to do something like
that. Pick some variations.
I think conventional deadlifting is a little bit more prominent in powerlifting or in bodybuilding, rather.
Yeah, nobody sumos.
Girls. Yeah, it's really rare. It's really rare.
I think a lot of bikini girls are starting to get into sumo.
Right. And you'll see them do like a sumo deadlift with like one dumbbell or whatever, and they're doing that like pussy sumo, tightening movement.
Sumo squat, they call it.
Yeah, whatever they're doing.
I know what they do, right?
They wear diapers.
Tighten up that vagina, I think. I think that's all they're doing.
Another question that I got was whether or not I ever switch up my grip on the deadlift, and the answer is I pretty much don't.
You mean like snatch grip and blah, blah, blah?
Alternating the over-under, because I pull double overhand as far as I can.
Right.
And then how many?
Probably equal amount of sets.
Yeah. So how many sets am I doing in a mixed grip? Not that many. Not enough to make a difference as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think those are just the really small things that people are worried about for not really any reason.
Do you think they're going to develop some imbalance?
I give a shit.
Brazzers or Bang Bros?
They're different.
I don't even know what they are.
You're a liar.
The whole crowd just said, "You liar!"
The
whole entire audience just said, "You motherfucking liar!"
Your nose just poked over the camera.
Oh my
You lying,
God.
Son of a bitch.
I got a schnoz.
But I do think they're different. I may be wrong. I'm not the porno expert that some super trainers are, but Brazzers is like a website that holds, more like YouTube, it holds a bunch of porns, right? And Bang Bros or whether is like a production company.
Oh yeah, see, I'm not that.
So it's like it's more like
you may be onto something.
So it may be that's like comparing supertraining.tv and YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
They both have videos with lifting, but we make our videos and put on supertraining.tv, YouTube. Anybody uploads. That's what I think it is.
Yeah,
put that in your pipe and smoke it, you porn fucking freaks out there.
I'm never on them long enough to know.
Andy walks in the wifey walks in the room.
Oh, God! Just fixing the bed.
Circle, alt, delete. Circle, alt, delete.
Son of a bitch.
What is this guy? This guy's full of shit. All right, so I'm new to powerlifting. I just got a belt. These people write essays, man. Jesus.
Distill.
Totally. I'm new to powerlifting. Just a few months ago, I got a 10mm powerlifting belt, and it's super uncomfortable. It pinches my fat, and it distracts me when I squat and deadlift. Yeah, dude, belts hurt. Powerlifting hurts for all you people that are just starting.
But also, just buy the belt from Rogue Fitness. I know you already invested in a belt, you said, but...
Yeah, that's softer.
There's a brown belt from Rogue Fitness. I don't know what it's called, but...
It's the poop brown belt.
The poop brown belt. That one's a little bit thinner than a traditional powerlifting belt, so it might not give you as much of a
boost. One's called the Ohio Power Belt. I think that's one we like.
Yeah, and then there's a black belt, which is a little thicker, and that one will hurt a tiny bit, but there's really no break-in period with it. It's maybe going to need about a week's worth of wearing, and that's about it. And the brown one, there's absolutely no like learning curve with it or anything. It's just it's a little bit floppy.
If you're
a little
short
bit flaccid.
Too. If you're short and your hips and your ribs are pretty close together, you're going to get pinched no matter what. Like, I get blood marks every time I squat, regardless.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, like, try wearing it high, try wearing it low.
Yeah. If you ever wear powerlifting gear, you know if that shit will break blood vessels. The belt is very minor compared to that.
You can also just, you know, wear the belt, you know, a little looser. You may not get as much out of it, but you can learn how to push into the belt, you know, so.
It's the Ohio belt. Right.
Yeah, the brown one's the Ohio belt.
And what's and the other one's power belt?
I think it's just, called a power belt or power thing belt.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, the 13 millimeter.
$130. The brown one's $100. It's worth the investment. They're awesome. Anyway, next question.
If you click through on supertraining.tv.
We have a poop question. Where'd the poop question go?
Dang. We got,
sink or float?
When pooping, how long is too long for sitting and playing on your phone?
You should get a squatty potty.
Once the feces has passed, that's amazing.
He just stays?
Yeah, he just hangs out there all day?
I don't know. That's like golf, right? You just avoid it, life.
I think, once your butt goes numb and your feet start to fall asleep, you've been on there way too long.
How did
you stand up and you have hemorrhoids?
Yeah.
You've been sitting too long.
I didn't know the squatty potty was on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
I know you like talked about it and joked about it, but it must have been an older episode. Like, I just started watching Shark Tank about 2 years ago.
Yeah, squatty potty's amazing.
Smelly Bell.
Helps you shit more.
How did you meet Silent Mike?
Just through the gym here, you know? No great story to it. Just
that's it. We didn't meet on Match.com or anything.
Just got dragged in.
They
got dragged in by Lisa Lyndhurst.
Yeah, the everyone knows as the sundress. Yeah,
and she dragged you in here, and you started lifting, and you didn't talk to anybody forever, and so you became Silent Mike.
And then I got chosen for the podcast.
The rest is history.
Well, we can back up a little bit. I actually started calling you Quiet Mike. And Mark, when he did the first voiceover for a video that you were in,
yeah, it's good you knew me. At least you knew I was Mike. The other guys, you make up a whole, like, Fat Dan, you called him Bob Evans because you didn't even know he was Dan.
Yeah, I don't even know his name. Yeah. I still barely know it.
He's pretty useless. He lost 5 pounds, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty good for a week.
That's a good start.
Speaking of shit, that's about what? It's one big shit.
One big shit.
That's so funny. Brazers are bang bros. I just saw it.
Someone said, who's the quarterback, Mark or Silent Mike?
Quarterback?
Is this in a sexual term?
I think
that's pitcher and catcher.
Yeah, I don't get it because I have a good arm.
I think I'm the center.
Remember, we were at the.
I think you're up my ass all the time, and I'm the center.
We're at the blue stadium in Boise. You ran that out route, and I hit you.
I know people would not normally take me as a wide receiver, but I was on that day for sure.
People wouldn't have. I wish we had that on video. That was amazing. It was probably like a 40-yard bomb. I hit you.
Yeah,
perfect, right on, and you were right on stride.
You know why there's no video?
No,
because it never happened.
It was it was cold. You should have just crept
in. Well, it also never happened. It also never really happened. It's a lie.
Remember when we beat Jerry Rice? And there's so many questions I can't keep up. Who's the quarterback? What does that mean?
Somebody says, "What do you do for joint support for elbow pain?" We wear compression cuffs from HowMuchYouBench.net.
That's pretty clear. Yeah,
I think there's a
so good they're getting ripped off by other companies. Hey now,
I think there's like three steps. First one, I like try to floss band that shit.
Yeah.
And then second step, I'll
above and below.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's your elbow, I go tricep, bicep, and then maybe forearm, maybe even shoulder. And then I go like a neoprene sleeve to try to keep it warm. And then if it's fucking not going away, it's compression cuff, and it'll go away.
Yeah, you can also look into getting some soft tissue work. Try to see if somebody is a active release practitioner in your area.
This person's really taking advantage of the Q&A and trying to get something out of this podcast. He said, which chicks do you recommend following on Instagram? It's fucking awesome.
That's great.
We can name
actually.
I'll name some. Go find Agent Valentine.
Colleen.
Our girl Kim. Colleen Foch. Our girl Living Paleo, Ashley Bees. All those girls are three strong
Jackie
ass
Perez.
Chicks.
You got to be up to date on her.
Yeah, Jackie P's running around. That's about it. Go follow the home. All those are the home girls kicking ass in fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Chelsea.
Chelsea lifts?
Yeah.
Chelsea's cool. Chelsea Carabine. I don't know how to say her name, but she's cool. She's a power lifter, USAPL. Just opened her own gym. She does the YouTubes. Pretty strong. I think she benches pretty good, actually.
Chrissy May.
Oh, yeah. Our homegirl, Chrissy May.
Yeah.
K-Mags. I don't know what her name is on Instagram anymore.
It's Chrissy May.
I think it's Chrissy May. Yeah. Go follow Chrissy. You probably already do. Every perv in the world does.
Probably
you sick fucks. I will come up with more girls randomly.
I'm trying to answer that poop question before it comes.
Here's another poop
There's a couple of questions about squatting every day. And this guy
there's
is asking.
There's a ton.
Yeah, this guy. There's multiple ones. This one's from, I don't even know what the fuck is, PLVII, whatever the fuck that is.
I was talking to Ben Claridad, one of our friends who's an Olympic weightlifting coach in the area, and one of his favorite lifters. You know, we all have like kind of a favorite lifter, someone that's cool, you know, Ed Cohn or Kaz, or, you know, someone that's just fucking jacked and you always wanted to look like.
Right.
Ben's is like this little, like 130-pound Bulgarian lifter.
Right.
And so we got on about the Bulgarian method, which is coming to popularity again, which is an Olympic weightlifting protocol where you basically max out your clean, your snatch, and your squat, a daily max rate of perceived exertion auto-regulation style.
Keep in mind, that is motherfucking Olympic lifting. It's not powerlifting.
It's not powerlifting.
And even Ben said
they lift a lot less weight than we do.
Yeah, and Ben's like, I was like, oh, did you try that? I was like, you know, it's really popular in powerlifting right now, and I was like, I just don't see it. And Ben's like, yeah, I've tried it, but these Bulgarians were on loads of drugs, one, and they're concentric-only lifts.
Let's also take away the drugs for a second because, you know, that could – may or may not be true. There might be a couple of freaks in there that weren't doing it, right? But just keep in mind they're professional athletes. Like, that's all they do.
Right.
You know, so if LeBron James and somebody's Kobe Bryant, they're playing their sport 12, 15 hours a day. That's all they do. That's all they need to focus on. That's the same with these Olympic lifters in these other countries. They're treated a lot better than the ones here in the U.S. The guys here in the U.S. don't make any fucking money. And they're, you know, they always have to have like a personal training job. Every Olympic lifter in this country has the same story. They're a CrossFit coach or something. They're trying to scrape together a couple dollars, so they can follow their passion and follow through with what they love to do.
Right.
And so it's just a way different ball game when you talk about somebody that's what they do every day. They get massages. They eat good food, you know, and so on and so forth to try to be the best they can be.
Plus, yeah, like we said, it's an Olympic lift, so the clean and snatch are concentric only lifts.
Right.
It's a little less taxing on everything, CNS muscles. But I do think if your plan was to only be a really good squatter and you didn't want a deadlift or bench, you could probably get away with squatting every day.
Right.
But
I don't understand the appeal. I don't want to be that bored.
It's just like it's like the fad. Like you squat, bro. It used to be how much you bench, bro.
Right.
Now it's like, oh, you squat. Like, yeah, dude, I squat. It means you're legit now. Where with us, it's just a piece of the puzzle.
There's an old saying, you know, go heavy or go home. And if you can't go heavy, if you can't, not even just going heavy, but if you can't put in the effort that you need to, you probably just shouldn't even bother.
Yeah.
So like that applies to injury. Mm-hmm. That applies to not having enough rest. That applies to being sick. I know you want to tough it out and you want to you want to try to feel good about what you did. But if you don't have enough effort to be able to put into it, then why
right.
do it? So if you're trying to do it every day, what type of effort can you put in? I mean, I really think the opposite way is the way to go, going all the way down to once a week and going all the way down to even what the Lillibridges do. You know, they squat heavy once every other week.
Yeah. Well, there's so many people who've gotten strong, obviously, multiple ways, but we've talked to three people recently that have broken world records that way. Obviously, the Lillibridges, then Adrian Larson benches that same method, and Stan Efferding did the same type of method where he's recovering more than he's pounding
and
his
face
off.
And yes, these people are extremely strong, and so they're going to need more recovery.
And their form's dialed in.
Maybe somebody newer wouldn't have to have that much rest, but the point is I don't think you would need to do any of these types of lifts every day to get better at them.
I think it just appeals to that new lifter that feels like if they're not doing something toward their goals every motherfucking minute of the day that they're somehow losing their games.
Yeah, I think they're just missing other pieces.
Because a
silly goal I learned playing basketball is, like my coach said, that like do something every single day to go towards your goals. But that doesn't mean I'm going full bore in a basketball game every day.
Right.
That could mean like, oh, I'm just going to eat the right amount of protein today.
Or you watch a video of some other kid playing who's similar to you. So similar skills and you're trying to pick up something.
Or I just watch myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mark watched me play basketball.
It was amazing.
How great was that?
It was amazing. Like, there was no defense on either side of the ball. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
People just blasting past each other.
It was like a charity event or something.
Just layups going.
It was a random like charity tournament I entered.
Just layups
years ago.
Just going back and forth the entire time.
Speaking of charity and basketball, I saw the Niners play a charity basketball game in the 80s. It was
that's great.
Nuts. It was really
nuts. I bet
nuts.
Those outfits were nuts.
Yeah.
Some of those guys can play, not the 80s maybe. Maybe they're pretty too football, but like Terrell Owens gave a good run at some NBA stuff. He'd play in like charity events. He could really play.
We had a poop question about why a poop floats versus why a poop sinks. And I remember hearing this years
some
ago.
Something about fiber?
But it had something to do with like hydration, I think. But I could be wrong. I think Jim maybe
I was looking
up
it up, and actually what it says is the floating has to do with maybe like a change in your diet that has an increase in gas. So if you have more gas,
so you're,
more gas is in the poop.
So they should sink? What should my shits
be doing? Yeah, according to this, they should be sinking, yeah.
That's weird.
Your poop should be sinking?
Should be sinking.
Yeah. Most of mine sink.
You would think that
they're
should
not
be, though.
And not supposed to smell so bad that you want to, you know, kill people.
Well, if they sink, they shouldn't smell as bad because they should be under the water.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When they're on top of the like, if you shit into a toilet that has no water, like an outhouse, it fucking smells so bad.
This is true.
Yeah, it reeks.
There's no barrier.
Mike seems to be amazed by this fact.
It's knowledge. You're the shit king.
Dropping knowledge bombs.
Dr. Shit over here.
Dr. Poo-Poo.
Mark, how much has losing weight helped your squat depth? Not that much, huh?
Yeah, I don't think that's helped.
I don't think that's it either.
No, I think if you're really, really fat raw guy.
Yeah. I used to just compete in a lot of powerlifting gear. I'd wear fucking four layers of shit, and I couldn't move.
Yeah.
Plus, I was fat.
I think your hip mobility's gotten a little bit better.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of guys with huge bellies, and they don't really get in the way. Like, Fat Dan hits depth fine. Treston hits depth fine.
Derek Kendall's a huge guy. He squats really deep.
But that's so much
his belly's a little different. Derek Kendall's...
No, I know he's solid. He's not fat, but still, I'm just saying he's a huge person.
Yeah, I think
squats
it's more about
parallel.
More about hips and ankles and knees than it is about about belly, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think your ankles play a big role into it, your Achilles and all that shit.
Someone asked, how many times did Spoto have me benching? And he said that my bench went up like morning wood.
Oh, my God.
I just
want
to read it because that was a great analogy. Yeah. I was just benching twice a week.
Yeah, I think,
like very typical of what we already do.
Yeah. I think Eric is a proponent of twice a week, but I think he also does once a week here and there. But he does a ton of accessory work.
He'll do, yeah. I think, similar to Adrian Larson, where he'll do like triceps by themselves a different day,
right.
Especially if he's not like deadlifting or squatting. Because he asked me if I just wanted to like increase my bench or if I still had to squat and deadlift. And I was like, I still got to squat and deadlift, buddy. So he's like,
the bench press is really weird. A lot of the bench press specialists end up getting totally just wrecked by bench pressing, Spoto being one of them. He had to have surgery, but he also had a ton of elbow pain, and going into that 722 bench that he did, he couldn't even train the way that he wanted to. I think he would have hit a 750 if he was able to do a lot of the extensions and stuff that he normally does, but his elbows were beat up. I heard Adrian say the same thing, and some other big benchers kind of mentioned some of the same stuff. The bench press is weird. It looks like the least lethal of all the lifts, but it's the worst one in my opinion.
Well, smaller joints.
Yeah, smaller joints. Yeah,
I'm not even benching with a regular barbell right now.
Yeah, it just hurts.
Yeah, my shoulder's unhappy with it right now, so I'm just using dumbbells and doing other assistant stuff and earthquake bar.
Somebody asked a question: who's your favorite athlete? Who's your favorite athlete, Jim?
Favorite athlete of all time?
It just says favorite athlete, so you can
just
name
favorite
various
athlete currently.
You can maybe name a few.
Currently, it's Buster Posey,
San Francisco Giants.
San Francisco Giants catcher. Yeah.
Buster Posey, he like broke his leg a few years ago or something, right?
Yeah, he had his leg broken.
Somebody ran and
collision at the plate.
They changed some of the rules, right?
Yeah.
The rules are still confusing.
I know.
You're not supposed to guard the plate, but you can kind of guard the plate.
Let's do a favorite athlete now and then a favorite athlete of all time.
You have any other favorite athletes you want to give a shout out to? Buster Posey, I know you're listening.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is the fucking man. I love Barry Bonds.
Joe Montana's awesome.
Joe Montana, he was so clutch. He was so unbelievable. Those skinny little legs that he had.
I know. I remember seeing him at, you know, when the Niners used to have their training camp in Rockland. I remember seeing him out there for the first time.
They go like Sierra College or something?
Yeah. Relatively up close. I was like, my God, that man has no calves at all.
Yeah. Great hair.
He's pretty skinny. Yeah, great hair. Exactly.
He's amazing.
Exactly. You know, you always kind of
felt
like...
He was an amazing athlete, though. He doesn't get enough credit. You know,
no.
He was real accurate with the ball.
That's all the Niners.
He was a sick
Steve
athlete.
Steve Young was such a good athlete. Yeah. People are like, oh, he's slow. And I was like, dude, that guy's a bruiser.
Now, that run against the Vikings,
amazing.
You ever see that?
Yeah.
Gets away again! The announcer goes crazy.
I love him.
Steve Young, really high on my list, too, just because such a smart guy on top of everything
else.
He's like a lawyer or some shit.
Yeah, he went to law school.
What the hell is that about? That's amazing.
You know, well, I mean, he was always thinking about, I'm not going to be able to play football forever.
Right.
Yeah.
But now he did end up with a lot of concussions.
But he's announcing stuff now. Yeah.
Analyzing. And he's, I mean, I think he does just fine.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's in an investment group with a bunch of other.
He made
people.
A lot of money off the fucking USFL. That's where,
yeah,
that's where,
yeah,
he, that's where
it,
he signed with
that's,
first.
That's where his nest
if he did ever
from.
If he did ever get the money that
what,
he was supposed to.
What he got.
It's like $84 million.
Oh, yeah. I bet he did.
He never
got
all of that.
Yeah.
But what he did get paid, you know, sort of staked him
right
in his career.
What about you, Smelly? Current and all time?
He's sitting right here.
Bo
Jackson.
He's the all-time great.
Did you see that video of him explaining to another major league player's kid about who he is?
No.
Oh, that must be funny.
Oh, it was awesome.
Like a current guy?
Yeah.
That's funny. I always liked Bo Jackson and then Mike Tyson. And, you know, Jordan, obviously.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders. I was always amazed. Barry Sanders. I always felt they should have done studies on Barry Sanders because no one in the history of sports has ever moved like that.
He moves like a squirrel.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable, his balance and his speed and stuff. But I really just admire a lot of the people that are at the top of their game. I'm not even a baseball fan, but it could be baseball. I could be watching baseball. And if somebody's, you know, pitching like crazy and just shutting everybody out, I sit there and I start watching it. I'm like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I like greatness. Like my favorite athlete of all time is Muhammad Ali, and I hate boxing.
Right.
I don't like boxing whatsoever. I don't watch it. I don't follow it. But Muhammad Ali is my favorite athlete of all time.
Next Olympics that comes around, watch the Olympics.
I have
box.
Watched them.
That's
watched
good.
Them.
You can follow it. Yeah. It makes sense, and you don't feel like the guys are getting permanently damaged.
Yeah, my uncle was like a pro boxer in like the 40s. A great uncle, I guess. Whatever. But I just never got into it. It's just not my style. Current. There's too many good current.
Yeah.
Like, I love Marshawn Lynch.
It's always good to yeah. see
Jordan.
You know, someone yeah, like Jordan was amazing.
You can't argue with Jordan.
And Montana, they were similar because the when the game was on the line and you knew that they were going to take over the game and win, and they fucking did.
Well, and
I can't believe they fucking did it again, but they did it again. Yeah, and you should know it.
Yeah down by
every time.
Down by 10 or 14 or whatever at the 2-minute warning, and you knew that Montana
something
was
crazy
still
was going to happen.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
This guy asks, does a 6-day split work for powerlifting or is it too much? I think
it depends on what you're doing with those 6 days.
Yeah, I was about to say, nothing's ever too much. You could train twice a day, 7 days a week if you planned it properly and be just fine.
Right. A lot of bodybuilders rotate stuff around and they hit certain body parts about every 5th day or so.
Yeah.
Stan has kind of pointed out, and I've heard other bodybuilders say the same. It's very simple. Smaller body parts you can hit more often.
Yeah.
Larger body parts need longer to recover from.
Yeah, we hit everything about twice a week, and we only really take like one rest day.
Let's say like biceps, triceps, and calves you can probably train, or shoulders maybe, about 2 or 3 times a week if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then all the other bigger muscles, your quads and your hamstrings and your pecs and your lats and stuff, maybe only once or twice a week.
Right. Yeah. And if you're managing volume. And anything's possible.
Yeah, you could go every day or every other.
If you did one set at 135, you could do that for the rest
but
of your life.
But if you're slogging day after day, I mean, you're not feeling
it's
it.
It's just not the worst.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah.
It's not
again, if you can't put into it what you want, then don't fucking bother with it. Don't waste your time.
Somebody's asking about hip mobility.
If your hips don't lie.
Fuck your hips.
Well, with hips, you know, Mike, when I was with Mike 2 days ago or yesterday, when we were at San Francisco CrossFit?
Tuesday.
Yeah. Mike was saying, oh, you know, we did some deadlifts, and he was like, oh, I need to squat. I just want to get below parallel for a couple sets. I think that's a great way to think about your squat. You know, you don't always have to, like, go real heavy or push it real hard. I mean, it's not like he just squatted the bar.
They worked up to 405, but I didn't, like, grind anything.
Yeah, he went up and handled some weight, but I think that's a good way to looking at it. And somebody who has hip issues, I think obviously checking out all the stuff on mobilitywad.com and buying the Supple Leopard, becoming a Supple Leopard from Kelly Starrett would be a great idea. But also just getting down to squat position a couple times a day. You don't have to do it with any weight on your back.
Right.
Although I think it's superior if you have weight on your back. You could just grab a hold of a rack or whatever way you need to, you know, squat below parallel is a good way to do it. Another way of getting your to get the hip crease below parallel is to put your foot up on a high box so that your knee is higher than your hip.
Right.
And that kind of simulates that as well. But not enough people do that movement enough or get comfortable with that movement enough to have their hips feel okay.
Yeah. I think, too, that if you need something that's more than Mobility Wad but less than Supple Leopard, I think our boy Matt Vincent has a hip mobility.
Yeah. The Hips Don't Lie, the Shakira thing. It was in Power Magazine.
Yeah.
That was a great article.
Shut up, Matt Vincent.
Obviously, we use the hip circle here at Super Training. We do a couple of the guys squat with it on. Some people just warm up with it.
Right.
But you're just going to have to find different ways of getting some blood to the area. It's kind of like a shoulder injury, I would say, is similar, where it's just kind of weird to get blood to the right spot when your rotator cuff is jacked up. You're not sure. But you just want to pump a ton of blood into the area and do stuff that just doesn't hurt, that allows you for good movement.
And if you have a sit-down job or a driving all-day job, you need to work on it more. You need to be concentrating on that, because all that shit will tighten up.
Someone asked, if we do cardio, do you think it's necessary to keep body fat down while eating enough to support hard training sessions?
Yeah, I think cardio can be really important because it can allow you to eat more. I think a traditional bodybuilding diet where you eat 6 times a day and you're fueling yourself with protein and carbs and minimal amounts of fat is almost the best way to go, because everything that you're doing for the day, whether it's your cardio or your training or your eating, everything is geared towards kind of increasing your metabolism. And I know there's conflicting evidence, and some people are like, oh, you can eat 3 or 4 times. Yes, you can. But I'm just telling you from my own experience and from things I've seen from other people, I think it's superior to get into the realm of eating at least 5 or 6 times a day. I just think it works more efficiently. But doing some cardio will allow you to eat a little bit more food, and it will also not allow you to support as much body fat.
I also think beyond just burning carbs or calories or fueling yourself, just having a base of fitness allows you to recover better from
from
working out. You can handle more volume in your training. The more volume in the training you can handle, the stronger and buffer you'll get. That's as easy as it goes.
Something Stan said too is like, you know, if you feel like you need to lose weight, don't start by changing your diet. Start by upping your activity and then seeing what happens after a few weeks and then start adjusting your diet.
I
agree with that shit, yo.
Can you smell Dick Lickerson's diabetes from the podcast? I don't know what diabetes smells like, but you can smell Dick Lickerson from the podcast.
I think it smells like Dick Lickerson.
Yeah.
Ironically enough.
What else have we got?
It says somebody asked me what my current goals are.
Yeah. Someone commented and said, to gym only or something. Yeah, he said, what's your strength goals? Like, damn.
Yeah, sorry guys.
What are you doing, Jim? Just pulled 5 hundo.
Yeah,
what's next?
Pulled 505. I don't know. I'd like to get back up to about 545 or something like that, which is something I haven't really ever done raw.
Yeah, everything was kind of enough.
Everything was in gear before. Yeah. I don't really give a shit if I bench anything again, but you know, I want to bench around 3 if I bench and squat. I'd like to probably squat 5 at some point or get pretty close to it. You know.
It's somebody also asked, what are some of your best numbers? But you just kind of mentioned some of them.
Yeah, best geared squat 650, best geared pull 611,
right?
Best bench is like 450 something.
450, and you did like a 330 bench or something raw.
I've done 345 in the gym raw.
Right.
On my bench press, I have a great pop off on my chest, but about halfway point of the lift, the weight stalls on me. What do you recommend? Well, welcome to powerlifting. That happens to probably 90% of bench pressers.
Where are your elbows?
Yeah. Form always. I mean, obviously the slingshot will help. Kind of gives up there. You can overload big shoulders, big triceps, and just bench pressing more and faster will help.
A little bit of board pressing or
something. Yeah,
board pressing
is great.
Yeah, working on some speed and stuff. But, you know, you hear a lot of times people talk about speed off their chest or speed out of the hole in the squat. And I think people are kind of a lot of times looking at kind of the wrong thing. I think almost everybody pops out of the bottom of the squat at least a few inches, unless the weight is excessively way too heavy.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, if you got like 125% of your max, then you'll probably just go through the floor.
Right.
And same thing with a bench press. Usually most people pop the weight off their chest at least a little bit, and then they start to stall out thereafter. But wherever your sticking point is, your actual sticking point, your failure point, the point where you're not producing enough force to carry the momentum through the entire lift is usually lower than where you think it is. So if you have a sticking point in the squat, you can try an Anderson squat. If you have a sticking point in the bench press, you can bench press off of some pins. Here at Super Training, we have the Rogue straps that we bench out of, a little bit more comfortable than just benching out of the...
less jangly.
Yeah, it doesn't shift around.
A little bit easier than benching out of a rack, but putting the weights low and doing some dead, they're called dead presses. I know Josh Bryant's a big fan of them. Adrian Larson, when he was here, we did some with him, and they killed because Adrian does them right at nipple level. And it really just really kicks your ass. But I would advise you to do some of those because board presses are great, but a lot of times people get into kind of heaving the weight off the board. So if you are going to do board presses, make sure that you stop and you control the weight off the board.
Spoto press.
Yeah, spoto presses would be excellent as well. Just make sure you're controlling the weight and you're not throwing the weight around.
Just any kind of pressing. Even Larson pressing. You're going to have to just use more upper body with that.
Right.
Anything will help you out, sucker. Here's a great question. Nutrition question. How much protein do you eat on non-workout days compared to your training days? Do you notice any differences in recovery, soreness, strength if you don't eat right on off days? P.S. I'm one of the two females listeners.
Oh, my God. Hey, now.
I eat the same amount of protein every single day. I think if you would or if you were to eat less protein or less food on off days, you probably would recover worse over time, but it's not going to be because of one day. If you eat less on one day, it won't happen. But over months, if you eat less on your recovery days, you can take away a couple calories. I take away some carbs on rest days, but if you were to eat drastically less everything, you'll probably not recover as well.
Why do you eat less carbs on a non-training day?
Me? Just because of activity.
Right.
Typically,
Less activity, less calories.
Yeah, so I'll eat them.
It's a way to kind of manage your calories, right?
Yeah, eat the same amount of fat. I'll eat the same amount of protein. But then on, like, Monday and Wednesday, all I'm doing is sitting at a desk with Mark.
Right.
Bullshitting instead of lifting.
Who was it that said it was Earn Your Carbs? I think it was maybe Lane.
Yeah,
Lane maybe said it. Or maybe even Rob Wolf.
Yeah, it could have been either one of
or
them.
Or John Wellborn. Everybody believes the same damn fact.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I think, you know, for myself with the sometimes I get home from a heavy workout and I just think to myself, I'll have my post-workout shake. I'll have dinner when I get home. And sometimes if I'm just really wiped out, I'm like, you know what? I got to stay up like an extra hour. I got to eat more food.
Yeah.
Because I just know it's not enough to like fuel me. It's probably more mental than anything. Mm-hmm. I could probably just go to bed and I'm not going to like, you know, wake up the next day smaller, you know, or weaker necessarily. But it's just like my brain is like, you know what? You fucking pushed yourself pretty good today. You should eat a little bit more food.
I would say for sure protein, keep the same every single day if you can. And that's typically you know, gram per pound of body weight.
Yeah, well, I actually never count. I never count it. I just eat like a
motherfucker.
Well, I just eat like a hand-sized portion of meat with just about every meal. Mm-hmm. You know,
but your brain
sometimes bigger.
Your brain metabolizes. It absolutely metabolizes stuff. That's why people who are on funny shift work, part of their problem with weight gain typically is that when they're trying to stay awake all night, they eat to stay awake. Because it keeps fueling the brain and keeps it going, you know. That's one of the many problems.
What's our opinion on George Lehman breaking the American deadlift record? Like, that's cool.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, I think he did.
What does he mean, our opinion, though? Like, we're like, oh, that sucks.
Comment on the video.
Oh, it's so weak.
It's awesome.
It was amazing. There was some really good speed off the floor, and he did it with a hook grip.
Yeah.
So I think it's the heaviest hook grip deadlift of all time, I believe. 909, I think.
Top five. Whatever deadlifts in competition of all time, probably.
But the most amazing fact about the entire thing, not to discredit anything George Lehman did, he's a fucking animal. That's amazing. But the record that he broke is from Ed Cohn.
Yeah.
Back in like the 90s, wherever the fuck that was. So it's just neat that, you know, Ed Cohn's name still pops up all the time. Someone's trying to beat some 1,000-year-old record that he had.
No, they weren't in the same weight class, were they?
No.
Almost.
I'm just saying that, you know, it's the heaviest American deadlift.
Yeah, which is, the crazy part is that Ed's...
Right. Congratulations to George Lehman. That's a huge accomplishment.
Huge.
Somebody says here, why do I do the war on carbs? I explained it many times. It's hard for me to eat carbs and to manage what type of carbs I eat. I just start eating peanut butter cups whenever I have carbs in there.
How many did you have on Easter?
I had about four of those suckers.
Really? I didn't have
the egg
ones.
And then I had the Reese's eggs too, and those were fucking awesome too. I ate about 100 of those. Yeah, those were good.
Everybody was like, they're all onto it. And I think we started it. Like, you probably started it, but then we announced to the world that they're the best.
I invented peanut butter cups.
No, but then everybody on Instagram is like, day after Easter, run into Walmart, like, to buy them all off. Fuck you guys. You stole it from us.
That chocolate to peanut butter ratio, when they talk about that, they got it here.
Nobody else thought of that. There's no way.
Did you see?
No one's fat enough to even think about that.
Did you see Fast and Furious 7? What did you think, and did it make you cry?
Did you see it?
No.
I haven't seen it
I mean,
yet.
I'll see it.
I will see it.
Yeah, I'll see it on like DVD or something. Like, I love those movies, but I'm not going to go to a theater and watch it.
I thought about going to see it in IMAX just because
it's
supposed to be, you know,
amazing.
And I'm not going for the story. It's like you don't read Playboy for the.
Yeah, I love it all.
Is Dwayne in it?
Yeah, Dewey's in it.
Dwayne is in it. Yes.
Same with Vin Dees.
Mm. Is that the movie where the guy died?
He died.
Paul Walker died
midway through it.
Yeah,
so he's still in the film.
Yeah, they must kill him off in the movie.
One assumes that they kill him off in the movie
they're like, he's dead. Let's write him out of the script.
Yeah,
they
have to, right?
Well, they have ways of finishing movies.
Yeah, they did.
What about that concert about 3 years ago where Tupac pops up in a hologram?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
and then that company immediately went out of business.
Oh really?
Yeah,
there was
how. My buddy went to that concert and he showed me on his cell phone. You know, I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's Coachella. A couple years ago.
Yeah, Tupac just pops up and starts rapping. Yeah.
Now, I understand that similar technology is going to be used in Las Vegas to recreate like an Elvis and some other
Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Jackson.
What about the movie The Crow? Brandon Lee, he died.
He died.
I think during the filming of it, and they still finished it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, one of the dudes in
stand-in, maybe, I don't know,
in Gladiator died, and it was the first time that they created a digital performance using a stand-in actor. That's what they did with Paul Walker.
I love Gladiator. That movie is great.
They used.
So good. That's one of the movies that if it's on TV, you'll watch it. Yeah. Every
I always watch
time.
It, even though I think it's bullshit.
Oh, really? Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. The Fugitive.
Yeah, pretty good. Huge.
I watch it every time.
Yeah,
all those must movies have seen it 400 times.
And all those movies are always on TV too.
I know. Yeah.
I can't wait for Star Wars, Jurassic Park. This year is going to be fucking amazing for movies.
I'm excited for Star Wars.
Was that November or something?
Yeah,
November, and then Jurassic Park's coming out soon. I love all that shit.
Someone
Hunger Games.
Oh yeah,
Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh. Let's not talk about
a lot of stuff going on about that right now.
Oh, Pitch Perfect 2?
Oh, yeah. I'm hearing every single fucking day right now. I'm hearing something about a cappella singing.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because you're watching Ben Rice YouTube.
That's probably
Does he sing?
We need to
Ben Rice is in a Pitch Perfect band.
Yeah, he is.
Does he sing on YouTube?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And he's so good.
We got to get him in here.
I know. Ben's amazing. And then he's slanging lately. Have you seen him? He started slanging about a...
Now he's
hitting PRs left and right. It's fucking great.
What a quinky dink.
Yeah, I don't know how
that fucking thing works.
Now he's gonna fucking bench 8,000 too.
Someone asked here, what's your take on gear, Mike? I'm assuming they mean powerlifting equipment
or Top Gear. What happened on Top Gear, baby?
Do you want to talk about both gears?
This guy says he's obviously an animal. You're an animal. Yep.
This guy has very low standards. Sorry, buddy.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he is talking about
steroids.
Steroids. Yeah. I don't know. Let's say your take on both. Why not?
All right. Powerlifting gear, I'm all for it, and it's not for me. I was talking to our boy Hulk Smash.
Yeah.
That's two S's. Isn't that great? He's Hulk Smack, two S's. I'm Hulk Smash.
Or Silent Mike with two K's.
Match made in heaven. I was talking to him about knee wraps. I was like, dude, I'm all about them, and I think they're like where the sport's going, just because people are going to want to lift more weight. But I was like, I just can't handle it. I don't have the time. I don't have the patience, and I don't have the pain tolerance.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, like I just always do it. I was like, yeah, keep doing it. You're a fucking monster. Go at it. But I think it's the same with powerlifting gear. It's like, I threw on briefs and it was fun to dick around. I did some box squats and some sumo deadlifts back in the day in them, and it's fine. And it's just not for me right now.
Yeah.
And then steroid gear, same thing.
Yeah.
It's not for me, and it's not for me right now.
It's not for him right now. Amen to that. Somebody asked me this question about walking.
Are you telling me I can't go IFBB Pro?
Yep.
I'll fucking take all the steroids right now.
You might as well. Somebody asked about like fasted cardio, if I think that makes a difference, because I was walking early in the morning. I don't think it makes a difference, really.
You mostly did that because of your schedule with your kids and stuff.
Yeah. I don't really, if it feels better to you, then do it.
You might want to
try both ways and just see what's better. I don't think it matters.
I think it's like most things we mentioned, that's the 1% that you need to stop focusing on.
Right.
Do cardio, and that will be 95% of your goal.
It also sounds like to me that this person is thinking about doing cardio, so...
Just do cardio.
Just implement it.
Yeah, and if your diet's not 100% on check, then why are you worrying about like supplements, and why are you worrying about your protein post-workout? Like, first stop eating Burger King.
Right.
Get everything fucking in check. Know how much protein you're taking in, then you'll be fine.
Well, didn't the morning walk recommendation come from Stan?
Yes.
Yeah, and he does it. And he does it to get going, get moving in the morning.
Right.
He said, if he doesn't take that walk, then he's creaking around all day.
Let's just shout out to ourselves. Our our shipping right now is ridiculous. It's so fast. I swear I just sent our boy T. Cummings Slingshot Protein, and then he posted a picture about it. I swear I sent it like this morning.
Yeah, he just wrote on a post. He said, some of that.
I swear it was this morning or yesterday, and he already has it somehow. His countertops look nice.
Are we using teleportation?
What is he? Where are you? He's like in a castle.
Is he in a mansion?
It looks like he's in a castle. Doesn't he look like Missouri or somewhere random? What the hell are you doing, buddy?
I don't know.
Congratulations on an 840 squat, by the way.
Yeah, he wants to come hang out, he said.
Yeah, he needs to.
Everybody wants to come hang out. Everyone's been hitting me up. Hey, I want to come.
You think, yeah.
I don't know why.
Should weighted Kegels be used as a max effort movement as an accessory movement?
How do you do weighted Kegels?
I don't know.
I think that was in the original West Side template, though.
That sounds so unhealthy.
Was it a max effort movement?
Did he mean to write bagels?
Someone asked when the bench bagel's coming out.
Oh, the bench bagel?
I don't know, but there may be a super training cookie in the future.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
A bench bagel, you can bet that it'll be super expensive. I'll overprice it on purpose just to make sure you're
upset. They have Rogue make it.
What's New York's
the Rogue bagel. It's made out of steel. Got a lot of iron in it.
Boom, boom.
What'd you say?
Isn't New York known for the bagels?
Oh, yeah. They got great bagels.
So I need to eat fucking bagels. I need to eat pizza.
No. I'll fucking point you in the right direction. You need a buttered roll, first of all.
Okay, I'll do that.
There's so much butter on it. I don't know.
Buttered roll?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Where do you get a buttered roll? I've never had a buttered roll.
At anywhere. They have them everywhere. That's the thing. Everyone's so fat in New York that everything that's great, you can get just about anywhere.
All right.
They're fat fucks.
I'm going to look into this. I've never done the buttered roll.
It's a hard roll. And when I moved here, I tried to explain a hard roll to people. And they're like, why would you want a roll that's hard? They're like, we have a Kaiser roll. I'm like, that's not the fucking same thing.
Yeah, what's a Kaiser roll? That's the type of bread?
Yeah, it's close, but it's not close enough.
Is it like ciabatta?
And a buttered roll, they put so much butter on it.
It's amazing. It's hard. It's actually hard?
No.
So it's soft.
It's
hard on the outside.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
It's called a hard roll.
A lot of bread's hard on the outside.
It's crusty on the
outside.
Yeah,
like a Dutch.
But there's so
much Dutch bread. I know that makes you cry.
Yeah, Dutch bread's good. It's a little bit like Dutch, but when you take a bite of it, there's so much butter in it that the butter like shoots out the sides.
There's butter inside it like a Hostess cupcake?
No. It's fucking slathered on there. They cut it open.
Oh, okay. Huh.
You know, it's not like inserted like a pastry.
And you get it like a steakhouse or anywhere or breakfast place? I don't get it.
They have it everywhere. Gas stations, fucking delis. It's everywhere. Yeah, just like a bacon, egg, and cheese
sandwich.
You said
there's like delis everywhere,
You can get that everywhere, too.
It's like French fries in Ireland. You can get French fries with everything.
That sounds
great.
I love French fries.
Everything bagel, jalapeno, cream cheese,
and
bacon.
No, I don't like that. I don't like any of that.
So good.
I can't do any of that.
No, you'll die.
I don't like cream cheese, and I don't like
jalapenos. It doesn't matter what you like. This combination is so good.
I'll stick to the pizza.
It's amazing.
I remember back, this is way back machine, there was a sandwich place in Westwood in L.A., many, many years ago, called D.B. Levy's, and they had a roast beef sandwich that had cream cheese. It was on pumpernickel, and it had peppers.
Does this place still exist?
It does not still exist, but it was one of the best sandwiches ever, and I'd never had cream cheese on a sandwich before.
Yeah, that's good.
Is Silent Mike a fairy? What kind of question is that?
Like, as in like a tooth fairy or a faggot?
Let's ask his girlfriend.
That's so sad. Fairy?
Are you fairy?
Why do you think I'm a fairy?
I don't know. Let's analyze this a little bit more.
It's all analyzer. The aesthetics.
That was rude. You're a fairy. Daniel Mello, 94.
All that time you spent with Bromar.
Yeah, everyone asked how many guys Omar slept with. I swear I saw that question like 3 times.
It's just to get more views. Yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
This guy asked a question. What's an easy rundown or a good way to calculate macros and overall calories? It says for a powerlifter, but I imagine you just say it for anybody.
He wants to know how many calories he should take in.
People that don't want to get fat and die early.
The easiest thing to do is weigh yourself on the scale every morning, track your food for a week. If you've gained weight, then the amount of calories you ate were too much. If you lost weight, the amount of calories you were too little. And then beyond that, try to get enough protein in.
Are you advising just to try to track your calories, just what you eat, even if this person just is like not following anything in particular?
Yeah, I'd say to start.
Just track like 3 or 4 days and just see what it looks like.
Yeah. Otherwise, just because everybody's so damn different, you could take my clone or anybody that's, you know, I'm 5'9", 200 pounds, and what they can handle in carbs or fat or protein is way different than what I can. Some guys can eat, like Alberto Nunez, you know, we had him on the show. Mm-hmm. That guy's probably 10 or 20 pounds less than me, and he eats like 600 carbs a day, and he's shredded. Yeah. You know, I eat 200 to 300 carbs a day. Everybody can handle different amounts of stuff. So you just have to figure. It's like a trial and error. Just test. Same with Mark, right? Like you went to the bodybuilding diet. You tested that. And you're like, damn, I could get really lean that way, but it doesn't work mentally. So the way to maintain your weight is this way.
Yep. This guy asked about like you know, he asked about going to a chiropractor for hip pain, but let's just talk about chiropractic shit in general. What do you guys think of you know, going to a chiropractor? Do you use that much as a method, Jim?
I did when I actually right before I started powerlifting, I saw a chiropractor, but probably saw her primarily because she was an ART practitioner.
Right.
Pretty much everybody here has gone to her at some time or another.
Shout out to Dr. Charmaine McGalley.
I just got her
Active
a hip
Life
circle.
Chiropractic.
I just
She's
got her
awesome.
A hip circle.
Yeah. Cool.
I told her to come benching. I guess she can bench a little bit, she said.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I was kind of patient number one, you know, 10 years ago, whatever. And I think, you know, it can be really great, but I think that the scenario that you don't want to be in as the kind of patient that she doesn't like to take is the patient that's there on insurance because of an accident, and if you go to a chiropractic mill, they basically just put you on a plan so that you're there 2 or 3 times a week forever, and you never get past needing to go to a chiropractor.
Right.
Yeah, find out what your issue is.
Right.
Try to fix it other ways.
Yeah. If you go to a good chiropractor, they should be able to help you solve your issue within just a few visits, two or three visits.
Exactly.
And hopefully they know more than just chiropractic, because just cracking your back and your neck is usually not enough to do shit.
No.
Well, and besides being in like a car accident, if you're really banged up or fucked up here and there. It's probably because of movement patterns. Could be because of stretching, sleeping, sitting, eating.
Right.
So you got to look at the thing from multiple angles. Like, I think chiropractor and ART is great, but that's just like the gym, right? So you work out for an hour, but then what do you do the other 23 hours?
Right.
So the
right.
chiropractor is a half an hour once a week. What are you doing every other hour to try to fix the problem?
Yeah, that half hour is trying to fix everything else you're fucking up the rest of your week.
Yeah, so you can use it as maintenance and go to the chiropractor every week and then go fuck yourself up with shitty posture and shitty eating,
right.
shitty sleeping, or you can try to fix everything and then, maybe it'll make some progress.
And,
it's just
again,
a piece.
I know, it sounds like a plug that we do all the time, but anybody who's got pain, just check out Kelly Starrett's work.
Yeah.
Here's another plug.
You can get deep into it, and you can go on his Mobility Watch site, and there's a pay site there, or you can just watch all the free shit that he supplies
on honestly, the
YouTube.
Pay site's not that expensive either, so right. like, if you're into it, get into it.
If you're a coach, you need it. So.
Yeah.
When you start getting banged up, I start doing everything possible. You know, I'll go like Mark Pro on whatever hurts.
Anal beads.
I'll go anal beads. I'll go weighted Kegels. I'll go New York bagels.
You ever go three prong?
I'm a fairy and a fagel. Three prong?
Three
prong? How many holes do you have down there?
Wait, what? I got four. Yeah. I know, the four hole.
That's like three more than me.
I know, you never saw it coming, did you?
No, I never saw it at all.
You have at least two.
I'm so confused. By it.
Right. I have two more.
You have two more holes than my four holes?
It's because I blew my butthole
out. So you're like a bowling ball down there?
Yes, kind of.
A four-hole bowling ball?
Perhaps.
Someone asked me about the Mark Pro or somewhere on here. I can't find it now. Thoughts on the Mark Pro?
Hmm? What?
Someone asked about the Mark Pro.
What about it?
I don't know. Yeah, we use it.
I like it. Yeah. I mean, it does have a price tag
breaking
on it. So if you can, if you can afford it, I think it's worth it. I think it's a good product.
Yeah.
Maybe the thing to do is to, go halvesies with a buddy.
I was about to say, or a chiropractor sometimes have it.
Yeah.
At least the lady we use.
They have access to stuff like that anyway.
Break my neck. Right. Do some ART on my hip, and then I do some stim, and then I'm out.
Yeah, stim I've done. I don't know. I haven't used a Mark Pro, so I don't know what the difference is.
It's not the same.
Yeah,
it's
similars. Somebody says, what was your coolest non-lifting moment you experienced thanks to powerlifting? He asked all three of us that
question.
That's
a good question.
It's kind of weird, though. But
no, okay. We talk about it. Like, you knew that lifting would take you somewhere.
Yeah.
So what's that one thing that's been cool?
Well, there's a lot of things that have been cool. You know, a few businesses have, have come out of it. A slingshot, having my own fucking protein powder is pretty cool. Having my own podcast with you guys is amazing. And just the associations with some of the other companies that I have, Reebok and all that stuff, and being able to provide, a good life for my family, for my kids and stuff like that. I mean, all that's amazing. So. The list, would just go on and on forever for me.
Yeah. Jimbo?
I think probably the podcast is the biggest thing. And, our experience at the Arnold was really great because that was kind of the first time I felt like...
Yeah, all this came to like...
Yeah. Because this was... The podcast itself was something I thought about for a long time before we actually ever executed it. And I probably said it before, but, Silent Mike was sort of the missing piece of it. Like, and once Mike was in the mix and I could see what his personality was like, I got to know him. I know this will work.
Yeah.
Because
podcasts may be a little weird with just two guys.
And it wouldn't work the same way, and it wouldn't have had the appeal that it has.
Yeah.
I think that's
get all the chicks, is what you guys are saying. I bring all two of those girls.
Yeah.
I will say another thing is it's stupid, but I do like it having an IMDb entry because of Bigger, Stronger, Faster. Mm. That whole Bigger, Stronger, Faster experience was really cool too.
Yeah. I mean, that's through powerlifting.
Yeah.
My whole life has been submerged in all this. So I can't even really I can't even really see it. You know, it's just all part of everything.
Yeah.
Everything's all part of everything to me.
Yeah.
So
that's what, probably the one thing is like now I'm like that where I wasn't before. Like even basketball, like nothing came of it. Like some education came every once in a while on like a YouTube video. That's it. But like, almost getting like a career or a path now because of it.
Right.
The podcast is a big piece of it. And then like the one moment might be like hanging out with Stone Cold. Like if you guys
one moment,
it was just so fun.
Yeah.
Like interviewing him on a podcast and then grabbing coffee with him.
Right.
It was just cool to not say like, oh, we've made it, but like that's that guy's a fucking legit as fuck. You know, he's worked his ass off and he's at the top.
Yeah, I have to say that like when we had Tate and Keith in here a couple of weeks ago, there was a moment there I was like, wow, this is very fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm well, 5 years ago that wasn't happening for you guys.
Right.
You know, you guys were busting your balls just putting on videos on YouTube, and then that evolved into having a UFC fucking stud and two business studs and two actors.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, we're able to get our message across in a totally different way.
Yeah.
And, you know, the impact of the podcast for people that are listening, you know, especially anybody that ever wants to sponsor the podcast, we don't necessarily need you because we have a lot of great things going on here. But the impact of the podcast is huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anybody that does team up or pairs up with us, it's going to be huge for them
as well. On that same thing without sounding like thirsty, but like we are looking for advertisers. We're always open to like new relationships that are great. That's why we had Keith and Tate in here because, like on the...
it'll be mutually beneficial.
On the superficial side, like, we fucking love coffee and we're caffeinated all the time and their coffee is delicious.
Right.
But on the underside is like we're all on the same path. They're doing the same thing we are. Like they're just trying to spread some positivity, spread their message and kick some ass. And so now we're on that path together. That's just how it goes. We're just fucking... carpooling now.
Carpooling. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Picking up hitchhikers on the way.
Yep.
pancakes or waffles?
So they are the same. Someone asked pancakes and waffles. I'm pretty sure it's the exact same thing.
Not exactly.
It's the same batter.
Well, with waffles, you have to beat up egg whites and fold it in so that it's fluffy, whereas it's baking... soda, I think, for...
So there is different ingredients. I thought it was the same batter.
There's a little bit different ingredients.
The best,
They're both amazing, though. The best
waffle I've ever had was at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
One of the problems with fucking waffles is you only get like one.
Not at Roscoe's.
They want to give you one giant one. That's usually it.
Roscoe's had two huge ones, and they tasted like cake. Like,
pancakes,
it was
they give you a full stack. They might give you five.
Where do we go to lunch all the time here in Davis, or breakfast? They give you five? What the fuck? I couldn't order that. I got scared when I saw that on the menu.
That's a lot. Yeah. Well, Belgian waffles are the big ones.
Yeah,
but
they'll be big.
In Belgium... they have different Belgian waffles than we have here. And
yeah.
They have like a couple different kinds.
So where does...
we have here. They're better much.
I can't think of it now. Fuck! What do you get at a fair? It's like a waffle.
Oh, you're talking about fried dough? That's what we call it on the East Coast.
Yeah, basically,
Beignet.
No, but a different name.
Funnel cake?
Funnel cake.
Yeah, they're all the same thing though, right?
Right, kind of.
Look it up.
Pretty much.
It's all the same.
That's a fried
that's a funnel cake.
That's fried waffle dough.
Yeah, I remember like...
right? And then you throw a
whipped
cream.
Somebody's asking me, oh, did you ever have a... they call it like a Zappoli or something. I'm like, no, I don't know what that is. And they called it a beignet. I was like, no.
Beignet sounds fairy.
They're like, well, it's like a donut. And they put powdered sugar on it.
And then like drizzle chocolate and whipped cream.
They're like, it's like a funnel cake. I'm like, I don't know what any of that means. I'm like... where I'm from, we call it fried dough. You know, I don't know. It's fucking fried.
Do you say pop?
No.
You guys don't say pop. You say soda?
Soda. Yes.
It's only Midwest says pop?
I think so.
Ohio, Detroit,
maybe
all that
South,
stuff says.
Maybe?
Oh, maybe the South says some weird shit, I bet. Dude, funnel cakes are the fucking shit.
Funnelcake.com.
Made by pouring batter into hot cooking oil in a circular pattern.
Slingshot funnel cakes coming near you. How much do
they
cost?
See, also, churro... fried dough.
Churro's good, but churro's totally different.
Fried bread.
There you go, Smelly.
Zeppole?
Oh, that's what Smelly just said.
God. Yeah. I never heard of that before. Oh, my God.
What is that? Oh, I'm going to hammer some donuts in New York, too. They have to have good donuts.
Oh, yeah. They
oh, yeah. 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 Well, we
Drew.
Should,
yeah.
Yeah, Drew should know.
He'll know. Drew will bring me. Drew, we're getting donuts, buddy. Somebody asked, I read it earlier, I can't find it now, but he asked, for a football player, should he squat high bar or low bar? Smelly, you want to handle it? Smelly's texting. The answer is put the bar where it's comfy.
Yeah.
And box squat.
Yeah, box squat's great. You'll get less sore probably. Yeah. And if it's off season, mix in box squats and regular squats and probably in season, maybe only box squats.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put the bar wherever you can. If you squat, you know, a lot more weight one way or the other, then... you know, why not go with the way that you squat more weight?
It was actually great. Remember,
as long as it doesn't hurt.
I was creeping on Instagram, and there's a group of there's actually quite a few group of weightlifters now in Sacramento, but there's one that used to train at Midtown, pretty strong chick, and they're all training low bar now.
Which one? Cecily.
Cecily was here on Tuesday.
Oh, really? Cecily and her boyfriend were here on Tuesday. They're going to be in some.
So I saw FYI. Cecily and her and another lifter that she trains with, and they're squatting low bar, which is unheard of for weightlifters.
Right.
And one of the girls, one of the lifters, I've never met her. I was just creeping. She responded like in the best way possible. Someone was like, well, you know, I'm trying to build my quads when I high bar, and that's the position we're in when we catch a clean. And this girl responded, basically, she said it way more like eloquently than I could. But she basically said, like, well, this way allows me to train with the most amount of weight and get the most strength out of my quads and my low back. So we train low bar. I was like, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And they squat like so perfect, you know?
I mean, you can always find, you know, there's always somebody that's a little different. But look at Dan Green. You know, Dan Green squats low bar. His legs are huge.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no reason you can't do both.
It's going to act. Yeah. It's going to activate your quads. Yeah.
I think early on this program, Jesse Burdick said something about there being no difference between no low bar or high bar squats. It's where it fits on your in the back of your shoulder.
Yeah.
But I think that really he's talking about beginners because beginners need to put the bar wherever they can.
Well, I also think that there's a stereotypical right. So your close stance, the bar's high on your traps, and you're very upright and you're very under your quads.
Right.
Low bar, you're really wide stance. You lean over a ton. The bar is really low. But the truth is that everybody, even powerlifters, even Dan Green, are a hybrid of that.
Right.
I when I say I low bar, I put the bar as low as I can, but I still personally squat pretty narrow and stay upright.
Yeah. There's usually like two spots that people can hold the bar. One is above the traps, kind of on top of the traps.
Is it near your four holes? Four holes. That means there's eight options.
It's near the third wrinkle in the back of my head.
There you go.
But kind of between the top of your traps, and if you don't have traps, just kind of up near your neck, and then there's a spot kind of below your traps. If you don't have traps, maybe might catch your rear delts a little bit.
Yeah, and if you don't have rear delts, just quit lifting, go home.
Yeah. Well, you might have to work on kind of building that up. So if you're a newer lifter, you might just have to put the bar in your neck.
Yeah.
You might not have
a lot of ladies, you know, Agent Valentine, who we shouted out to be you can creep on her Instagram, she just wedges the bar like between her hand and her back
because
she's a 110-pound girl. She doesn't have huge traps or relatively, Kim.
She
you have
get
big
one of
traps,
the,
all right?
One of the biggest lady squats of all time, right?
The biggest lady raw squat ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, by formula.
By formula.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The other thing I remember. 402
at 114. It was a great squat.
Jesus Christ, yeah, it was.
And then she benched 192 and pulled 380.
Yeah.
What a little monster.
Something I remember about geared squatting, though, was that with the straps, I would find that on meet day that I couldn't put the bar in the same place that I could.
You find a lot of guys
in training
in gear, or guys that used to train gear and now are raw, you two, naturally put the bar pretty dang high.
Yeah, that's the only place it would stay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, you don't really have a lot of choice.
When you can't lean over in gear. So like a typical low bar squat, like our boy.
I was always really, really upright in gear anyway.
Yeah, we already mentioned these guys, but Lane Norton and Ben Rice, huge raw squatters, but they lean over a ton in the hole, which is fine and dandy. It's just how they're built and how they squat.
Right.
But you can't do that in gear. You would just collapse.
No, yeah, it would be really rare to see a real low bar squat. Yeah. I mean, Donnie Thompson had the bar pretty low, but.
Yeah, but he didn't didn't fold in the hole.
No, he was just so big and strong, it just didn't matter.
Yeah.
He's a fucking monster. Somebody asked, what's the one weird trick to gain big biceps and a six pack?
That's an ad. That's a common ad.
Oh, is it an ad?
Yeah, when you see the phrase one weird trick.
Oh, one weird trick.
It's always an ad.
Yeah, what's the one weird trick? It's like an advertisement from somebody?
Yeah. You can just see it all the time on different websites.
Let me tell you the one weird trick,
buddy. Same guy asked any possibility of a slingshot pre-workout. Nothing in the works currently.
No pre-workout works.
No pre-workout.
We don't even drink pre-workout.
Favorite pre-workout meal? Favorite pre-workout drink?
Meals Chipotle. I'll eat Chipotle about a burrito about 2 hours before, and it just feels so good. Then I'll stay full, take a big poop, go at it. Pre-workout drinks, coffee. I try to stop drinking Monsters, even though I just hammered one right now.
Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite thing that I eat before I work out because it's a constant debate, even though I've been lifting since I was 10 years old, basically. I'm always like, what the fuck should I eat before I train? And I'm always trying to find like this perfect thing, and I never can. So.
And it's more like what you shouldn't eat.
Right.
It's like things are going to upset your stomach.
Something greasy.
Something's going to make you fart so bad that no one's going to want to spot you. That's a...
God damn, some of these questions are so long. I wish I could read.
You want me to read them?
I'm just creeping around Instagram now. I'm not even looking. What are you on, mine or yours?
Look at this one by the guy on the top there.
Holy shit. Yeah. Good thing you have this joystick.
Yeah.
What is this, the pocket rocket?
I don't know. Shove that thing up your ass.
It's the pocket socket.
See how it feels.
It's a whole fucking iPad.
It's the pocket socket. I think the pocket rocket's something else. All right, here we go. You seem interested in addiction and weightlifting as the way to overcome addiction. Oh, this is good, Smelly. Let's get into this topic.
Oh, my God.
This guy's getting serious on this. All this rest has been bullshit. All right. So you seem interested in addiction and weightlifting as a way to overcome addiction. I also remember in the podcast with the guy who started CrossFit and left to start the league, he discussed kids needing more physical activity and less academics. I believe he's talking about Tony Budding.
Right.
I'm an English teacher at an inner city school. I think a lot of kids would benefit from getting into powerlifting, but wonder how to do that. Any advice or suggestions? I'm one of the three female listeners. We have moved up. I'm one of the three female listeners. That's great that everybody
went on up.
We need to make a shirt. Like, I'm one of the three.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies.
I'm
gonna go look at her now.
I don't necessarily think there's anything magical about lifting weights or anything that
I do.
That necessarily, you could have kids do. There's a lot of different activities you could have them do. The one thing that's great about it is that anybody can get stronger. So yeah. It doesn't really matter what level of strength you're starting at. If you have kids getting involved with it, kid can go from curling 10-pound dumbbells to curling 12-pound dumbbells and 15-pound dumbbells and so on. So that's a huge advantage of powerlifting over some of other activities you might try to get them involved with. But I'm not necessarily interested in addiction, necessarily. It's just that it happens to be around me.
Yeah, you just can't fucking get away from it.
Yeah, I can't seem to get away from it. So
I think it's around a lot of people, whether they want to admit it or
I
not.
Think that that's...
We just talk about it because we're on a fucking talk show.
Right. Yeah, and I just think it's an important topic to get out there to people and to give them information about it. But just having goals can really really change people's mindset. And if people can reach some of those goals and they can get a little pat on the back from it, they can feel a little bit better about themselves. I just think it's a great way to try to turn around your life.
I respectfully disagree.
Oh, my God.
I actually do think there's something special about powerlifting or weight training in general that it's so individual.
Uh-huh.
So you can only rely on yourself, which has to do with addiction in some sense. I mean, I don't really believe that I'm an addict, but all of us have some addiction tendencies, and you can see them in yourself, habits and this and that.
Right.
But it's so individual that you can only rely on you, and you have to fix things. No one else is going to help you or do it for you. Even at Super Training, we have guys that work their absolute tails off, and then we have guys that show up every day and don't do shit. And don't see the progress. And then we have guys that are on the team and still don't even show up. There's levels to everything. Same with addiction,
right?
Everybody has a little something, but how far do you take it? How far are you in control? And then I also think in terms of addiction, I don't know. I'm no expert. We need to get Dr. Drew on the show to talk about it. He's the expert. But, there's things of like, self-esteem,
right.
Self-worth and all this stuff, as well as just like general strength. And like anger sometimes. And like I used to have a lot of rage, like every teenage boy did.
Yeah.
And I could never get it out playing basketball or playing something else. I would never feel like relief afterwards. But lifting, you do. Like you work so hard, hopefully you're tired, and that rage just dissipates, and you can kind of let that anger out on like a deadlift.
Yeah, well,
and you can't on like a fucking rebound. Like you'll get kicked out of the game.
Right. There's something to be said for that deep joint compression. There's something that happens in your brain when you're under some kind of heavy load on your major joints.
I think
that's a thing.
And I think Keith kind of brought it up, Tate talked about like fight or flight, and like we our group puts ourselves in that on purpose. Like in business and on the podcast, we're putting ourselves out there.
He just said also, too, like how pumped he gets when he sees someone go through that real struggle or strain
in a
lift, and you see them overcome it and see them make it.
Yeah, because I think you brought up, Mark, like you can't relate to a UFC fighter, but it tastes like, no, you can. And he's right. Like you put yourself in a very uncomfortable fight or flight, and then hopefully you win, or at least you try to win, and you overcome that.
Yeah.
And you can't do that in like basketball or even football, I don't think. Like tackling's not the same as like – unracking something you've never unracked and trying to go down with it.
Yeah, I think too that we talk a lot about self-esteem, and we've not really figured out how to deal with it with kids, and like totally pumping them up over nothing is not the way to go. But if you can actually create an environment in which they accomplish something and they know it, they don't need you to tell them that they've accomplished something. I think that's really valuable.
one thing that could be that could go really well, you know, in this scenario with teaching kids is you can teach kids to be involved with each other and teach them to root for each other and to coach each other. Right. So you can, you know, some of these kids, you know, who may not have otherwise ever developed some leadership skills, can feel like, you know, they can be a leader.
Yeah,
and they can be helpful and they can be part of a team and they can be productive. But your main question here is kind of like almost like how to get started.
Yeah, and I think you need like a barbell and some plates, man. You get that on Craigslist.
Yeah, I mean, there's some different ways you can try to get some support from the school, but good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be easy, but if it's something you're passionate about, you're going to have to figure out a way to make it happen.
I think the easiest way is find a local gym that's not a chain, that's a mom and pop, and bring them the idea. And I bet you they'll be 100% go.
I would
to give you a cheap membership.
I would go to a CrossFit personally.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
I would agree with you on that. Yeah,
and just like, hey, I want to bring these kids in and teach them how to deadlift. What can we work out? And they'll make it happen. One more question. This guy wants to know why I look so skinny fat in the picture. And I already know that. I text Mark about it this morning that I need
a picture.
The one we posted. And I already told Mark.
The one I posted on Instagram?
Yeah, I posted the same one. And I said to Mark this morning, you can go read our text. I said, Mark, I need to get a little more jacked before we do another photo shoot. I look so terrible in that picture.
You look thick through the waist in that picture and small in the
not
shoulders.
Good.
I'm
it's
sorry.
It's not good. It's the angle. It's the white background. It's Mark's sleeves are off. He's out angling me.
Yeah, he's like angling.
No, you're standing next to a pro. That's what the real problem
is. I need to get more jacked for our next photo shoot. Moneymaker said he'd oil me down or something awkward. I don't know. We talked about it at lunch.
Let's
Moneymaker and his hairy back said he would.
Let's get you some steer rods. Maybe some of the fans can like mail some to us or something.
A steroid scholarship?
Yeah, steroid scally.
Don't do that. We're going to end up with weird needles getting sent to supertrain.tv.
I thought that was
I don't mean real steroids. I was talking about pro hormones.
I thought that – isn't that usually done through G for P?
I don't want any of this. I'm off the team.
G for P? You're into that?
I'm not into any of this.
Should we take one more question
one more good one.
Bow out?
Yeah, I got to go eat Froyo and then bench my face off.
Froyo. Why'd you just rub my leg?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I just played footsie with your fucking thigh.
Enjoy sitting down while you can. That's all I have to say.
Hmm? What does that mean? We're going to go stand.
We're going to go stand.
No, I'm stretching my leg over here. We have our guest chair, and I have my leg up because my right hammy always gets angry.
We were in a restaurant with Tim Ferriss a few years ago, and he did that. He grabbed an extra chair because he was having a kind of hamstring problem or something.
Yeah, I don't want it bent all the time.
Sat there in a restaurant with his leg all spread out like that.
A lot of these questions are stupid. Sorry.
Yeah. You guys are idiots. We need new followers
Best
so we get new questions.
Best advice for ankle mobility? Who cares?
Well, yeah.
Stupid. Just Google it.
Yeah, I know.
YouTube it. Just get down in a low squat and just fucking hold that position.
Yeah, just like a calf stretch that you used to do in PE class. Yeah. Anything will work.
Yeah, I'm not a rocket surgeon.
I'm not a pediatrician. What do you want with your ankle mobility?
I don't know, man. I can't find anything that's good.
Why are these guys such garbage?
Depleting carbs and stuff. Listening to the last podcast with Adrian Larson.
Getting a lot of messages about how inspiring that one was. And the thing
Larson's amazing.
The thing that's inspiring about it is that, like, he doesn't cut himself any slack at all. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Is pigs pussy pork?
Yes. I don't know. What the hell kind of question is that?
That's a good question.
So confused.
Pig ass is bacon.
Right.
Is pig's pussy pork? And let's just say it.
Pork sword?
Say it again.
Yes.
Pig's pussy pork.
Yeah, it sounds.
That's a good question.
It sounds amazing.
I hope that's not a t-shirt.
I bet you that's what McDonald's burgers are.
I don't know. I'm confused by that one.
It's pig's pussy pork. Whisper it. It sounds dirty.
I don't know what's going on.
It's pig's pussy pork.
Sounded like I got way too excited about that question.
That's a good question. We were scrolling through all
these. What about Detroit talking about all the dick yesterday?
Do remember people know? Talking, I swear we've talked about Detroit. Detroit's all sad. He's like, you guys have never even talked about me, and then they're not going to know who I am.
It doesn't matter. They know
who you are. Like, you hopped in your truck. Your name's Detroit because you drove from Detroit. Now, all of a sudden, you sell slingshots out of our store.
Yeah. But he was talking about how he feels that movies don't have enough dick in them. Like, he's like, there's always tits, there's always like a girl's ass and this and that.
Mark and
he's
I
like, there's not enough dick in there.
Mark and I were
and
just,
keep in mind, this is a male. Detroit is a male.
It's Mark and I in the gym. Mark's doing some stretching. We're about to do a back
this
workout.
This is completely unsolicited. We're not even talking to
him. I think I walked in with a monster and Mark said, oh, you're getting caffeinated. And then all of a sudden, we're stretching and warming up and he's like, why is there not enough dicks in, there's not enough dicks in movies. Like, there's a lot of tits and they're underappreciated. I was like, what?
Is he talking about like porn or is he talking like Mr. Skin kind of?
Yeah, I think he was talking in general. Like,
yeah. Deal. Well, then I mentioned like, I was like, oh, there's some movie a couple years ago where there's like a fight scene in the shower and then he just right away, boom, he knew what the movie was right away. He's like, oh, that's so and so. He's like, I remember that scene.
And then we were talking about Watchmen with the big blue guy.
Oh,
his
big
blue dick.
Big schlong hanging out.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't want to see dick in movies if it's not a cartoon.
Can we have a combine and see if we can replace him with somebody who is more suited to
our lifestyle? I don't think we could do that.
Then he continues to say like he got his self-esteem because he saw porno with an African-American gentleman who had a small wiener, and that made him feel really good about himself. And then now he's cocky. I don't know if that just turned his life around.
Like, cocky?
Is that where the phrase comes from?
Bukkake.
Because I have a big like schlong.
Well, then he said he went to.
I think it's roosters, but you know.
I knew the story was really going to go downhill when he started talking about going to like some military school.
Oh yeah, and he starts talking about.
He's like, I never knew much about penis until I went to military school, and he's just going on and on. Like I don't know what
he
had.
Saying a word. Really.
I don't know what he had for breakfast.
Yeah, we weren't saying a word.
Maybe he had some cock for breakfast.
Penis for breakfast.
But
yes.
Then he talked about it's some guy doing some helicopter trick with his dick.
Yeah, he said it changed his life. He said my dick. He said, my dick only poked out. He was whipping his around.
Oh, my God. I don't know if there's any flight involved in this helicopter trick, but
kid just starts floating.
It sounds outstanding.
Was this the meat spin comment?
It may have.
Yeah, and then I brought up meat spin. I'd seen meat spin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
.com for those of you. I don't know if it's still active, I'm not going to check.
It probably has ads on it. He's probably a millionaire.
Probably so.
What else we got? Anything else? No? We're done?
We got New York, and then we're fucking... Got New York, and then another podcast, and then more New York.
What, you're going to...
I'm going to go visit Reebok.
You're going to Boston, I'm going to D.C.
And then Smelly's coming back to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
So it means we got to get one more podcast before...
I'll be back.
Before tax day.
Is this another podcast right now?
No, we need one more on top of this.
One, and then we need one.
One more, yeah.
One plus two equals four holes.
We'll see if we get somebody interesting in.
I think we answered enough questions, huh?
Yeah. We hammered those guys. We'll do another Q&A for our other one. Who cares?
All right. We got a lot of shit.
Only porn Q&A on the next one.
We got some lifting to do a little bit later today. It's a bench day out here at our super training gym. And multiply a hustle, multiply a muscle, and may all your shits be tapered.
I am Salam Mike with 2Ks on Instagram and Twitter. And I'll see y'all later.
I'm Jim McD, STTV, everywhere where I would want you to find me, which is Instagram and Twitter. Follow the show on Instagram at Mark Bell's Powercast, on Twitter at SGGymSack, Facebook.com/SupertrainingGym. Also, visit supertraining.tv where our videos live, and YouTube.com/Supertraining06 and SupertrainingTV. And we'll catch you next time. Get better questions.
Subscribe to Power Magazine at thepowermagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues, take your training to the next level with Slingshot products at howmuchyoubench.net, and look for BSN products including NO Explode at bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of supertraining.tv.